Southeast Queensland's housing market remains strong, according to InfoTrack, with Caboolture, Morayfield and Burpengary leading buyer interest. According to Sandra Falzon of InfoTrack, Moreton Bay suburbs continue attracting buyers seeking affordability in outer areas. Mayor Peter Flannery highlighted the region's 12 growth fronts as key to addressing Southeast Queensland's housing crisis. He said the council waives development fees in certain areas to encourage social and affordable housing. Current development includes 3,526 homes approved for 2024 and 2025, with major new projects like North Harbour with 3,700 homes to be built over 15 years and Rivermont with 2,000 new houses underway. So, whether you're hoping to build a new home or renovate an existing one, stay tuned for our next guest. Stephanie Skyring from Renovation Collaborative is an architect with over 20 years' experience and joins us each month in our 1015 studios to answer all those questions we have about renovating and building. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Deb. Morning, listeners.
Stephanie, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of house construction costs and square metre rates. If we're considering building a new custom-designed house or renovating the house we have, once we start talking to anyone, builders, designers, architects, friends, about how much it costs to build, we'll hear the term square metre rate. But what does that mean? A square metre rate is the current price per square metre to construct a building. Square metre rates are very useful. They can help quickly assess a ballpark cost for feasibility purposes, and they can also provide a way to compare costs, of builders or projects. It sounds really simple on the surface, but square metre rates are definitely not straightforward. Buildings are complex and varied. They might be one or two storey, made of brick, timber, on a flat side or a sloping site. And then there are all of those amazing decisions you've got to make internally about finishes and fixtures and tiles and all things like that. So to compare the cost of construction fast and get a rough ballpark price using a square metre rate, we've got to be making some assumptions. And it's critical that those assumptions that we make are accurate, or our ballpark estimate can end up way off target. So when we're talking about square metre rates, it's essential to understand what these assumptions include and exclude and know the right questions to ask.
Wow, I can see there is a lot to know about square metre rates and construction costs. How can we find out more?
I've created a series of podcasts talking with different construction industry experts to share insider knowledge and help homeowners building and renovating. And these podcasts are designed to help us avoid all of the unnecessary financial fears that come with renovating and building and get the best results and value for money. And it's a step-by-step process. So in this podcast, and listeners, if you go to the 101.5fm.com.au website, you'll be able to hear it in full. And we'll find out about square metre rates so you're armed with professional information and ready to move ahead with your project with confidence.
That's a great place to start. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Yeah, no worries, Deb.
That was Stephanie Skyring from Renovation Collaborative, keeping our community connected. And once again, jump onto the 101.5fm.com.au to listen in full. And of course, let us know what you think on the 101.5 contact page.